Welcome to 5 Minute Murder from 5minutemurder.com, where every week we take a look at a murder, a murderer, a serial killer, or an assassination in about 5 minutes. Please consider leaving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like the show and would like to support us more directly by, say, buying us a coffee, then please head on over to 5minutemurder.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 16, The Murder of Rasputin. The murder of Grigory Rasputin in December 1916 is one of the most infamous episodes in Russian history, marking the violent end of a man who had gained enormous influence over the Russian royal family. A mystic and self-proclaimed holy man, Rasputin's life and death are surrounded by myth, controversy, and intrigue. His close relationship with Tsar Nicholas II and Tsarina Alexandra, and his involvement in political matters, made him a target for many who saw him as a destabilizing force within Russia. His brutal assassination was the culmination of years of growing resentment and fear as Russia teetered on the brink of revolution. Born into a peasant family in Siberia in 1869, Rasputin's early life was unremarkable. He spent his youth in poverty, and despite showing an early interest in religion, led a life that was often marked by wayward behavior. It was only in his 20s that Rasputin claimed to have undergone a religious transformation, after which he embarked on a pilgrimage and began to develop a reputation as a mystic and healer. His charisma, intense eyes, and apparent spiritual powers attracted followers, and he soon made his way to St. Petersburg, where he would become embroiled in the highest levels of Russian society. By 1905, Rasputin had gained the attention of the Russian royal family, particularly Tsarina Alexandra, who believed that Rasputin had the divine ability to heal her son, Tsarevich Alexei. Alexei had hemophilia, a condition that caused his blood to clot slowly, leading to painful and life-threatening internal bleeding. Rasputin's interventions, whether through prayer or psychological influence, appeared to calm the boy during his worst episodes, leading the Tsarina to view him as a savior. Her unwavering faith in Rasputin granted him unprecedented access to the royal family and a powerful position within their inner circle. However, Rasputin's influence over the royal family, particularly over Alexandra, began to spark resentment and suspicion among the Russian nobility, clergy, and political elite. He was perceived as a meddler in state affairs, using his position to influence decisions that had far-reaching consequences for the country. As Russia entered World War I in 1914, the situation worsened. Tsar Nicholas II took command of the Russian army, leaving domestic governance largely in the hands of Alexandra, who relied heavily on Rasputin's counsel. His influence over the Tsarina, combined with the worsening situation on the battlefield and the rising discontent among the Russian people, led many to believe that Rasputin was responsible for the country's decline. Rasputin's behavior further fueled the hatred against him. He was known for his excessive drinking, womanizing, and erratic behavior, which scandalized Russian society and fueled rumors of debauchery at court. Many viewed him as a corrupt and immoral figure, someone who had no place in the royal household. His critics saw him as a dangerous figure who wielded far too much influence over state matters, and calls for his removal grew louder. By late 1916, a group of Russian nobles, convinced that Rasputin's removal was necessary to save the monarchy, began to plot his murder. The conspirators included Prince Felix Yusupov, one of the wealthiest men in Russia, Grand Duke Dmitry Pavlovich, a cousin of the Tsar, and Vladimir Purishkevich, a right-wing politician. They believed that by killing Rasputin, they could weaken Alexandra's influence over Nicholas and prevent further damage to the monarchy. On the night of the 29th of December 1916, the conspirators lured Rasputin to the Yusupov Palace in St. Petersburg under the pretext of a social gathering. Yusupov invited Rasputin to his private quarters, where he offered him cakes and wine laced with cyanide. According to Yusupov's later accounts, Rasputin showed no immediate signs of poisoning, much to the conspirators' shock and frustration. When the poison seemed to have no effect, Yusupov, in a state of panic, retrieved a revolver and shot Rasputin in the chest. Believing Rasputin to be dead, the conspirators left the room to discuss how to dispose of the body. However, when Yusupov returned to check on the body, Rasputin, still alive, reportedly lunged at him, causing Yusupov to flee in terror. Rasputin then staggered out of the palace, but Perishkevich, waiting outside, shot him multiple times, finally bringing him down. To ensure that he was dead, the conspirators beat him further and bound his body before throwing it into the icy waters of the Neva River. The murder of Rasputin was a brutal and desperate act, but its impact on Russian politics was minimal. Far from saving the monarchy, the killing of Rasputin did little to quell the mounting discontent among the Russian people. Less than 2 months later, in February 1917, the Russian Revolution erupted, leading to Tsar Nicholas II's abdication and the Romanov dynasty's collapse. After Rasputin's death, various rumors and legends surrounding his demise began circulating. The most famous of these was the suggestion that Rasputin had somehow survived the poison, the gunshots, and the beatings, only to drown in the river. This theory was seemingly supported by the initial findings of the post-mortem examination, which suggested that water was present in Rasputin's lungs, indicating that he had still been alive when he was thrown into the river. However, later examinations of the records have cast doubt on this claim, and it is likely that Rasputin died from the gunshot wounds. Rasputin's legacy remains a subject of fascination and controversy. To some, he was a manipulative charlatan who used his influence to destabilize the Russian monarchy and hasten its downfall. To others, he was a scapegoat, unfairly blamed for the failures of the Romanovs in a time of crisis. His mysterious powers and larger-than-life personality, combined with his brutal murder, have made him a figure of enduring intrigue in Russian history. Ultimately, Rasputin's death was as dramatic and controversial as his life. While the conspirators believed that removing him would save the monarchy, they failed to recognize that the problems facing Russia went far beyond the influence of a single man. His murder, rather than halting the tide of revolution, became one of the final acts in the long and bloody collapse of Imperial Russia, a nation on the brink of irreversible change. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Murder podcast from 5minutemurder.com. If you did, why not check out our other 5-Minute podcasts? 5-Minute Biographies, 5-Minute History, 5-Minute Mysteries, and 5-Minute Warfare. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week.